This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Stamina has no date in mind for foreign land ownership hearing. And USDA, close to getting a new deputy secretary. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stamina is planning to hold a committee hearing on foreign land ownership at some point this Congress, though she's still unsure of when, she told reporters yesterday. We're so deep in all of the drafting and everything on the farm bill, we've got to figure out the timing of it, the Michigan Democrat said. But it's certainly something that both Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman and I are interested in. Several lawmakers, including Stabenow, have proposed bills on foreign farm ownership that could be offered up as additions to the farm bill. When asked whether a hearing would come before or after the drafting of the farm bill, she said she wasn't sure. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told reporters yesterday he wasn't aware of any hearings planned on foreign land ownership, though he also said he does not see a hearing being necessary before the introduction of the farm bill. I don't think there needs to be, he said, of a hearing. This comes up quite a bit, even in Iowa. USDA close to getting new number two as Senate sets vote for today. The Senate is moving forward toward confirmation of Sauchiel Torres-Small to be the new Deputy Agriculture Secretary and is expected to vote on her nomination at 11:30 a.m. Aside from a lone senator's hold preventing her from taking office by voice vote, there hasn't been controversy around Torres-Small. She's currently USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, and senators returning from their two-week July 4 recess voted overwhelmingly, 79-8 yesterday, to take up her nomination. If confirmed, Torres-Small will replace Jewel Brono, who stepped down from the number two post earlier this year. GOP representatives use hearing to demand new free trade deals. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri and others used a field hearing yesterday in Kimball, Minnesota, to press the Biden administration to begin negotiating comprehensive free trade agreements to do away with tariff and non-tariff barriers. Don Schiefelbein, a cattle rancher and witness at the hearing, hosted on his operation, agreed wholeheartedly the U.S. needs more free trade agreements, pointing to the 2012 pact between the U.S. and South Korea as a prime example. One only needs to look at the Korea agreement to see what good things occur when we engage with trade, Schiefelbein said in response to a question from Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska. There was a 40% tariff on beef, and that phases out over the next 3 years to zero. Who do you think our number one importer of beef is today? Korea. If you put in a free trade agreement that works and takes away these barriers, great things happen. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Technical guidelines on greenhouse gas emission sinks gets comment extension. USDA is extending the comment period until August 8th on a nearly 600-page update to its technical guidelines for measuring greenhouse gas emissions and carbon sequestration in agriculture and forestry. The deadline had been Monday. The update is significant for several reasons, according to its executive summary. It will enable both landowners and USDA to estimate entity-scale emissions and sequestration and help USDA measure the performance of conservation and renewable energy programs. The update also provides a basis for updating USDA's GHG flux estimation tools, including Comet Planner and Comet Farm, it said. Pesticide Committee needs members, EPA says. EPA is seeking nominations for a federal advisory committee focusing on the agency's pesticide program. Nominees will be chosen to represent environmental, public interest, and animal rights groups, farm worker organizations, pesticide industry and trade associations, pesticide user, grower, and commodity groups, federal, state, local, and tribal governments, academia, and public health organizations. EPA asked for nominations by August 10th and said it would appoint new members by the end of the year. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.